AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Donald Trump has pleaded not guilty to felony charges stemming from a hush money payment during the 2016 presidential campaign.
There were no loud cheers or boos from the crowd here waiting outside the Manhattan court where Donald Trump was charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records. The former president entered a not guilty plea during his arraignment, which lasted an hour. He walked out of the courtroom without commenting to reporters. Police cleared the street for him. The former president got into his motorcade without stopping for supporters who had stood out here for hours cheering his name and arguing with Trump opponents. Outside Manhattan Criminal Court, Julie Walker, New York.
At the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president's going to focus on the American people like he does every day. He is not, this is not something that is a focus for him. He is going to focus on things like making sure that we continue to lower prices for the American people.
There was fresh economic data today. Job openings slipped to 9.9 million in February, a sharper fall off than expected. And factory orders weakened, again more than economists had expected. The Dow fell 198 points, or 0.6%. The S&P dropped 23, while the Nasdaq was off 63 points. No layoffs in the offing at General Motors. The company says it won't be necessary after some 5,000 white-collar workers took the company's buyout offers. And another dangerous storm system moving into the South and Midwest. Brian Squitieri at the Storm Prediction Center.
Very large hail is possible, especially across the northern portions of the Ohio Valley. Widespread damaging winds are possible. And again, we also have a threat for tornadoes, some of those potentially being strong, particularly from far east Illinois and northern Indiana going into extreme northwest Ohio and the lower Michigan area.
This is AP News. Finland has formally joined NATO with a flag-raising ceremony at the alliance headquarters.
Finland's joining the NATO military alliance deals a major blow to Russian President Vladimir Putin. With the historic realignment of Europe's post-Cold War security landscape triggered by Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, Finland had adopted neutrality after its defeat by the Soviets in World War II. But its leaders, say President Sauli Niinistö, signal they wanted to join NATO just months after Moscow's invasion sent a shiver of fear through its neighbors.
The era of military non-alignment in our history has come to an end. A new era begins.
A short distance away, outside the security fence, a few dozen people wrapped in flags of their own chanted, "Ukraine needs NATO." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.